Hey everybody, welcome to the Mental Toughness and Body Show. My name is Rob Evans and I'm your transformation coach, health strategist and internationally published author, helping take your life and your business, your health, fitness, mindset and body from where you are right now to where it is that you want to be. Today I want to talk to you about the momentum store. You have created a bunch of success, a bunch of momentum in your life, and maybe you're in that zone right now, but at different times of the year, different times of your life, you can find that the momentum stops, it stalls. And it can happen for a number of reasons. It can happen because you're a little burnt out. It can happen because you get distracted by the white noise. It can be toxic energy coming into your life. It can be people letting you down. It can be a whole range of different things, but ultimately the main reason that it happens is that something goes on in your mindset. Something says to you, I just need to stop now. It could be complacency. You've had a lot of success and you get to that point where you say, yeah, I'm comfortable where I am. I don't need to push any further. But then at some point, if you have gotten to that level of success, it will eat away at you the fact that you have stalled in your momentum. And so today I wanted to talk about a couple of things that have happened for me and how we regenerate that momentum. Because for some people, you might just stall for, I don't know, maybe it's a few hours, maybe it's days, weeks, months, years. For some people, it's decades. They just struggle to even start that momentum. And the thing about success is that once you've had a taste of it, you just want more of it. And to create the level of success that what I like to call high performance success, it takes a lot to get to that level of momentum. Getting that bus started, that pushing that bus to start with, takes a lot more energy than it does to keep it going. You don't need as much force to keep the bus going once it starts moving. And your momentum in success is like that as well. Once you start being successful, it doesn't take anywhere near as long to or as much effort to create that momentum to keep it going forward than it does to create success from scratch. So for me right now, yesterday was a bad day. Like I rated myself as, my overall day, I rated it as 5 out of 10. Why? And my effort, I gave it a 5 as well, because I started really strongly in the morning. And, you know, I was doing a lot of work on some videos, and I ended up uploading 50 videos to YouTube of things that I've been wanting to do for a long time, but I just hadn't gotten around to it. Oh, my recipe videos and stuff that I just hadn't uploaded. And as I was doing that, I was feeling very focused. I did a couple of other things, and then I just fell apart. It's like the energy ran out of me. I was tired. I was lethargic. I was lacking motivation. I was lacking inspiration. I was feeling a little bit sad about my daughter, and it just everything just fell away. And I served my clients very well still, but for the things that I wanted to do to progress myself, I was supposed to do a workout yesterday. I was so tired and not into it that I just couldn't bring myself to do it. And I thought, no, I'll do it today. And it was just a real struggle for me. I thought, wow, isn't that interesting just how quickly that momentum has gone? So for me, I recover pretty quickly. So all I really need is, a really good night's sleep. Maybe there's some downtime later, like last night. I was feeling good last night, but then I hit the wall drastically by about 8:30, and then just the wind went out of my windsock, and I was just, I needed to go to sleep. The problem was I woke up at 2:00. We had some storms here last night, and it was very, very strong winds and very heavy rain. And I was awake from about, I think it was 2:09 when I looked at my clock, to, it must have been 3:30 or 4:00, and I needed to get up at 5. So right now I've just got a small gap. I've got about 8 minutes before my next client comes in. And right now I feel tired again. So what I'm going to do is later this morning, I've got a window where I can go to the gym and do my workout. I was going to do it in my own studio here, but I thought, no, I need to get around some extra energy, other people working out and stuff. So I'm going to go to the gym in the morning and do it. If I wait too long and do it in the afternoon, I'll probably find that I'm starting to get a little bit more tired and I'm not going to be able to do it. So that's what I'm going to do. So for me, having a look at yesterday, tiredness was my main issue. Tiredness and emotion. And so I allowed myself to allow all the things with my daughter to, you know, allow that to sort of wash over me a little bit. I was feeling a little bit sad in the afternoon. You know, I was missing my daughter and, you know, just for a few minutes, just thinking about her and, you know, what she means to me and how to, you know, keep carrying her within me and, you know, not feel the sadness but feel the love and that kind of thing. And then there was the sheer weight of, I think, the last week has been very, very hectic with media commitments and just the emotion and everything that comes with that. A few meetings as well. Had another couple this week and some more media stuff this week. And I think for the first time since my daughter had passed, I'd stopped and just thought about the fact that now I've got a little bit of space here to think about some of this stuff. And it was, you know, it just weighed heavy and it was tiring. It was almost like, you know, you're so busy to get everything done for, say, before you go on holidays or something like that. And then you stop and it's like, oh, right, I'm done. And, you know, that really just shook my momentum yesterday. So in order to get it back, what we need to do is remember what got us started to begin with. What helped us create the success that we've created to begin with? What are the things that you do every single day, those foundational things that keep your momentum moving forward? And so for me, I know that it's getting some rest. Today is not going to be as successful as I had hoped because I'm very sleep deprived. So my goal is to do my workout today, do some other key things for my business, but also probably get a nap in there because I've got some late night coaching tonight as well. It's going to be a long day. I've been up since 5 a.m. But I know the things that work for me, that help me continue that momentum forever and ever and ever. And I think you've got to just remember, tap in to what got you started to begin with. What helped you create that success? What helped you create that momentum to begin with? Because it's normal that you're going to have disruptions, you're going to have interruptions from time to time that break it, but don't let it stop altogether. Keep going. I believe in you. Now, if you want to connect with me, go to mentaltoughnessandbodyshow.com and you can opt in for a free consultation right there. I'd love to connect with you. Stay safe, stay healthy. I'll see you tomorrow.